Hamilton man Jeff Hopkins was visiting Fakari White Island with his daughter Lillian on the day of the explosion almost a year ago and says nobody should be blamed for what was a natural disaster. After a year-long investigation into the explosion, WorkSafe yesterday laid charges against 10 organisations and 3 individuals. The island's owned by the Buttle family through Fakari Management Limited, and its 3 directors, James, Peter and Andrew Buttle, have confirmed they are the 3 individuals charged and the company has been charged. White Island Tours and Volcanic Air Safaris both say they're facing charges. GNS Science and the National Emergency Management Agency, formerly Civil Defence, they've also waived name suppression. Well, half an hour before the explosion, Jeff Hopkins and his daughter were standing on the edge of the crater. They helped tend to the injured after the boat they were on turned back to help. Mr. Hopkins, who's a pastor with Arise Church in Hamilton, spoke to RNZ First Up's Ella Stewart.
For me, it doesn't change anything about what happened on that day. But if there's lessons to be learned about making these activities safer, then maybe that's a good thing. But it's very difficult to tell at this stage.
And looking back at that day, did you feel safe?
Yes, we felt safe and we knew what we were doing and we knew what we were going on. And so, yeah, there was nothing that was unexpected for us, apart from obviously the eruption.
And do you think anyone should be held accountable for this tragedy?
I don't think so.
And why is that?
I think it's an act of nature and almost impossible to predict. And for me, I knew what I was doing by going on that tour.
When you read the news that these charges had been filed, could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think just part of the healing process and the healing of the mind is a journey, and it's one day at a time. And as time goes, it does get easier. But as we head towards the anniversary, obviously it starts to be more in the forefront of your mind. And then when it's in the news again, takes you back.
It's Jeff Hopkins talking to First Up's Ella Stewart.